From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Rank, in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Rank loved a good lineup. At the Fairshare Village Academy, whenever a pile of fraction cards got jumbled, Rank was the one who sorted them, smallest to largest, left to right, like kids lining up by height. He was a brisk, friendly magpie with a bright eye for which thing was bigger than which. A young hedgehog named Sol dumped a handful of cards in front of him. 3/4, 1/3, 5/8. Put them in order, Sol said, but I bet you have to do a ton of math first. Rank barely glanced at them. He slid 1/3 to the left. Smallest, that's less than half. He slid 3/4 to the right. Biggest, that's more than half. He set 5/8 in the middle, and this one's just a hair over half. So 1/3, then 5/8, then 3/4. Sol's spine stood up. You didn't even calculate anything. I compared them to half, Rank said. Half is my middle marker. Once you know which side of half each one is on, you're most of the way there. Let me show you how I learned that.
When Rank was small, comparing fractions made his head hurt. His family ran the village relay races, and every race ended in arguments. Whose runner had covered more of the track? One had run 3/5 of the way. Another had run 2/3. The kids would shout numbers at each other, and nobody could tell who'd won. Little Rank tried to settle it by converting everything, cutting the track into tiny matching pieces, 1/15, counting them all up. It worked, but it was slow, and by the time he finished, everyone had wandered off. His grandfather, who judged the races, took him aside. You don't always need the whole calculation, he said. Look, is 3/5 more than half the track or less? Rank thought. Half of 5/5 would be 2.5/5. 3/5 was past that, more than half. And 2/3? Half of 3 would be 1.5/3. 2/3 was past that too. Also more than half, Rank frowned. That doesn't settle it. No, his grandfather agreed, but now you only have 2 close ones to think hard about, instead of a whole jumble. You've already thrown out the easy cases. Half did most of the work for you. Rank stared at the track. Half. The middle marker. Suddenly, comparing didn't feel like a wall of math anymore. It felt like sorting.
Rank came to the academy with a deck of fraction cards he could shuffle and sort faster than anyone. Slice, the old tortoise, fanned out 4 cards. 2/5, 4/4, 1/6, 7/8. Order them, he said. Out loud, tell me how. Rank didn't reach for a pencil. 4/4 is a whole one. That's the biggest. It's a complete thing. 1/6 is a tiny sliver, way under half, smallest. 2/5 is under half too, but bigger than that little sliver. And 7/8 is almost a whole, just under 4/4. He laid them out left to right. 1/6, 2/5, 7/8, 4/4. And if 2 are both close to half? Slice asked. Then I think harder, Rank said. Same top number? The one with the smaller bottom is bigger, fewer, fatter pieces. Same bottom number? The one with the bigger top is bigger, more pieces. And if I'm really stuck, I'll do it Stretch's way and give them a common bottom. But most of the time, reasoning gets me there first. Slice looked at the tidy row of cards. He had taught comparison as always convert first for 60 years. He had never watched a student sort by thinking out loud. You may stay, he said.
In his corner, Rank met a worried vole named Wisp, clutching 2 cards.
I have to figure out which is bigger, Wisp said. 3/4 or 2/3, and I always get them mixed up.
Middle marker first, Rank said. Are they over half or under half? Wisp thought. 3/4, half of 4 is 2, 3 is past 2, so over half. 2/3, half of 3 is 1.5, 2 is past that, so also over half.
Wisp sagged. They're both over half. Now I'm stuck again.
Good, you've earned the harder look, Rank said warmly. Now think about how far past a whole they each fall short. 3/4 is missing just 1/4 to be a whole. 2/3 is missing 1/3 to be a whole.
he held up two fingers a little apart. Which gap is bigger, a fourth or a third? Wisp pictured the pieces. A third is bigger than a fourth, so two-thirds is missing a bigger chunk. So which one is closer to a whole? Three-fourths! It's only missing a little fourth, so three-fourths is bigger. Wisp nearly dropped the cards. I figured it out by thinking about what was missing. That's the magpie's trick, Rank grinned. Sometimes the easiest way to see which is bigger is to see which one has less missing.
At the end of the day, when the academy emptied and the card piles were all sorted, Rank shuffled his deck one last time, just for the pleasure of putting it back in order. He thought about the old relay races, the shouting, the arguments, his slow, careful 15ths while everyone wandered away. His grandfather's quiet question, is it more than half or less? That one marker had turned a wall of math into a simple lineup. He'd never been afraid of comparing since. Saul the Hedgehog, still hanging around, asked the last question. Rank, what if I get two that are really, really close? Then you slow down and do it carefully. Benchmark to half, check what's missing, and if you still can't tell, give them a common bottom, like Stretch does, Rank said. But start by thinking. Most of the time, a fraction will tell you which side of half it's on, and that sorts the lineup before you've done a single sum. Saul nodded, gathered the cards, and headed home, quietly sorting every pair of fractions he could think of, over half, under half, almost a whole, putting the whole world in order, one quick comparison at a time.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Rank. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.